Sponsored by Expressway. With My Expressway, free travel pass holders can reserve their seats online at expressway.ie or at our ticket machines in stations.
Welcome to Senior Times Travel Pod, in association with Travel Department.
Claire, last time we spoke, you were telling us about your trips to Costa Rica, which sounds incredibly interesting. From a wildlife point of view, Costa Rica is, I gather, where it's at. But you also have other destinations this year into Central and South America.
Yes, absolutely. So we have a new Ecuador and Galapagos unique small group tour, which is my bucket list destination. That's my on my wish list for sure, very high up. We do it a little bit differently. I know a lot of people who go around the Galapagos go on the cruise ships, but actually with us, you stay on the island. So you get more time on land to be able to explore a little bit by yourself. While the ships are fantastic in their own right, the way that we do it, it makes it a little bit more affordable as well, but it does give you more time to kind of see more of the local culture instead of just coming off and doing a quick excursion off a ship. So, you know, you get to see Ecuador and you get to see the Charles Darwin Research Center, staying and kind of going, visiting a couple of the islands, which I won't try and pronounce because I did that last week and failed miserably. But it's a really, really interesting itinerary. And what you see, but my big thing is the underwater
marine iguanas.
Being able to see all of that in person would be right up there on my list. And I think for a lot of people, I mean, thankfully, David Attenborough is a genius who's opened all their eyes up to things that you can see. But that's certainly just an absolute once in a lifetime.
In fact, when you mentioned staying on the islands, I was actually vaguely surprised. And I'm sure I wouldn't be the only one to hear that you can actually stay on the Galapagos Islands, because I think all that most of us have seen of it is rocks with marine iguanas launching off and giant tortoises of various kinds lumbering around and finches whose evolutionary path kicked off the whole interest in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, what they show you, that certainly you can't stay on all the islands and you can't even go onto some of the islands, but there are islands that there is kind of, and it's minimal, you know, they're not big touristy beach resorts by any stretch.
But there is some infrastructure that supports, actual trips, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, that they've built up around this and you can sort of take boats out from there and we include all the different visits anyway, so it's not like we land you on an island and say fend for yourself, you know.
So what's the main point of the Galapagos tour be?
So it's 11 nights in total, so including visiting Ecuador and then going to the islands, and you really get to experience a lot of that side of the world. It's an incredible experience, I think, for anybody to go there. It's very much a once in a lifetime trip. I mean, it's an it's an expensive holiday. We do it in a more economical way, I think, than if you were to go on one of the cruise ships. But it's still an expensive holiday, but worth it if you can do it. I mean, it's
I think actually to my eye anyway, being able to get there at all is the thing. I mean, yes, you accept that. I mean, it is a very remote location for a start. It's remote from remote.
you get to remote,
you've got to go somewhere remote in order to go to an even remoter place.
Yeah.
But the fact that you can go at all, I mean, I think A, would surprise some people, and B, you know, delight us, basically.
Yeah. And again, not something that's easy to do by yourself. It's much easier if you have people bringing you and showing you exactly where to go, which is what we do.
And elsewhere in South / Central America?
I mean, we do Argentina and Brazil as a tour. We've done that for a long time now. That's something, again, Iguazu Falls is on the bucket list for a lot of people. It's a very, very different environment to what we're used to here. It's tropical. It's something that quite difficult to do yourself. You know, you're traveling around these countries and being brought by a guide and showing you all the sights and everything. That's been popular for years with us now.
It's unnatural for me to be talking in so many superlatives, but actually Argentina is a country which has an enormous amount to offer. It's a country I'd love to see. I've never been.
Sponsored by Expressway. With My Expressway, free travel pass holders can reserve their seats online at expressway.ie or at our ticket machines in stations.
Are you interested in trying a new smartphone but still a little unsure? Do you want a phone that offers larger icons with louder sound and an interface that has technology designed for seniors? Well, why not choose from the Doro range by simply visiting doro.ie. Doro, make friends with innovation.
So on an aside, Claire, I gather that you don't just talk the talk when it comes to travel. You've really walked the walk. Tell me, what's your background?
So I grew up in South Africa, lived there till I was 13, and really very much enjoyed my childhood. It is a fantastic, fantastic country. It's beautiful. The weather is fantastic. Yeah. So we do tours there that do Cape Town, the Garden Route, and then safari at the end. And again, being a nature enthusiast, the safari at the end is just otherworldly. Just listening to the sounds at nighttime and seeing what's going on. And the guides who do the game drives, I think it's probably the same in a lot of safari places that are similar in other North African places. But the guides can spot a leopard's tail in a tree 100 miles away. It's just incredible. The stuff that if you were to go on your own, you would absolutely not see the animals in the brush or the anything. But these guides are trained so well that you don't miss a thing.
Yeah, I guess it's like any kind of travel in a way, local knowledge, you can't beat it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You didn't stop in South Africa.
No, I didn't. So we moved on to Holland. I lived in Den Haag for a few years as a teenager, which was a great place to live. It's a lovely country. And as an adult, I've lived in Canada as well, in Saskatchewan, which we have changed to Saskatchewan, because anytime we talk about it, people are like, why did you go there? But I worked for a travel company there and actually traveled around Canada, which was fantastic, and did road trips across Canada as far as Vancouver. Again, we do trips of Canada that do the Rockies and the West. And it is, the scenery is drastic. That's the only word I can say for it. Like you kind of drive in from Calgary towards the Rockies, and it's very flat. You're coming from the plains, just the flatland, nothing, you know, and then you just drive up towards these absolutely huge mountain peaks.
You're just trying to make a few more superlatives out of it. Right? Yeah.
Well, if you can top mine, feel free. People see images of the sort of the glacial lakes in the Rockies, and you see pictures of that all the time. Like you see the Trevi Fountain, and then when you show up, it's a whole different ballgame when you're looking at it. But actually, the water in those lakes up and around Banff and Lake Louise is like nothing you've ever seen before. It is blue, crystal, crystal blue, and also freezing, by the way. I thought I was going to go for a swim. I didn't. I had great intentions.
So you're not a seasoned traveller. I thought you were then. You really expected the lakes to be warm.
I didn't expect them to be warm. I did go in the summer. Didn't expect them to be warm, but also didn't expect hypothermia 3 seconds in. So it was a little bit like jumping into the Irish Sea. Not something I'm fond of. To look at, fabulous.
So as a result of your travels, you're a bit of a linguist.
I am a bit of a linguist. English, not my forte, but French, Dutch, German. But that's when you move around Europe, I guess it's no different to every other European. They all speak a multitude of languages because travel is so easy.
So was going into the travel business a kind of an automatic for you?
I never considered anything else. I'm still here. The first thing I did when I left school, I worked as a tour guide, went straight into travel, studied travel in college. A lot of people fall into travel accidentally. Mm. I strode into travel with a mission. It's not even that we get to travel so much, although I'm very, very lucky in that in my current position I do. But the really exciting thing is actually even just forging holidays for other people, because it's exciting even just planning, even if you're not the one going on it. Learning about these things and planning it and being like, oh, okay, we're gonna put this tour together, and then we work with people on the ground and they're like, oh, you need to come to this place and you need to come see this, and that you don't think of. And it is actually a really exciting, fun thing to be working with.
Travel and travel businesses, it's not just a place business, it's a people business.
100%.
A beautiful combination of the two. Yeah,
it sounds very corny, but you're actually just creating dreams for people. This is people dream of going and seeing these places, and you're making it a reality. It's a nice thing. It's exciting.
Now you can tell me about some of the dreams that you're constructing for people in your 2024 range of tours.
you know, we have maybe 70 or 80 different itineraries. So it's a really, really wide range of travel department tours. And then we also, from here as well, work on TD Active, which is our walking holidays, yoga holidays, explore. So when you add all that together, there's probably about 100 different tours that we offer. So we do Europe, we cover most of Italy, pretty much north to south, really, Sicily, the Italian Riviera, you know, we have tours in all of those areas. And then France, Cannes, Provence, and we do, you know, Spain, Andalusia, Nerca, you know, visiting Granada, the Alhambra. We have tours that do all of that. But then we have Croatia, we have Slovenia, we have Montenegro, which is very, very popular. Amazing sites. There's such a mix of influence in places like that. You have, you know, kind of Greek and Roman influence and historical city centres and then beautiful beaches. We've spoken, we go as far as Asia and India, places like that, down to South Africa, across South America, Canada. I mean, America itself, you know, we have a deep south fly drive, Route 66.
Now, if you are a bit frustrated by this conversation and you keep yearning for facts about these tours, get yourself to the Travel Department website, which is, Claire?
www.traveldepartment.com.
And you can either just spend a happy hour or two on the Travel Department website, or a happy 5 minutes, whichever suits, or you can order the Travel Department brochure, which has plenty of fact in it and a lot of inspiration, a lot of great ideas for some really just superb holidays. And just an idea of what you had to choose from. So, Claire, back to the general conversation.
Yeah, sorry, just on that note, another thing you can do is call us. Our sales team are more than happy to talk people through different ideas. If you've been to certain places and really liked somewhere, they can recommend somewhere similar. We have different, what we call activity levels as well. So some of our holidays are relatively easy on the foot, depending on what you want to do. Some of our holidays are a little bit more intense. You might have longer days, longer journeys, you know, walking around some of the places if it's sort of up cobbled streets and that. You know, our sales team will be able to guide you. We've actually launched a new Tuscany walking holiday. Some of our walking holidays could be 12 to 15 kilometers a day and really depending on the altitude. But then we have some walking holidays like our new Tuscany walking holiday, which is more leisurely pace, and somebody who does, you know, as long as you're able to do a couple of hours of walking on possibly slightly uneven ground, then they're fine. And we throw in rest days, and so you can get something to suit your abilities. And our sales team can certainly talk you through that. You can see it on the website as well. We do show the activity levels and the description of what they mean.
So, Claire, obviously some of these holidays we've been talking about are bigger projects than others. Some of them are what you might call once in a lifetime. Some of them might be, you know, once only every few years. In terms of payment structures, what does Travel Department have to offer?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's you pay your deposit for your holiday, which, you know, makes it easy. You never ever have to pay up front unless you're traveling within sort of 10 weeks. But what you can do is you can ring every month and pay a little bit off, or you can do it on our website. You can go on to manage your booking and pay off a little bit every month up until just making sure that it's paid when the balance is due 10 weeks out. So it makes it very affordable. A lot of holidays, if you're booking online now, you have to pay in full upfront. And we don't have that at all. So it makes it manageable. And also, if you're thinking of, you know, parents or friends or something that you know travel with us, you can get a voucher as well. And the vouchers have no expiry date whatsoever. So it's a lovely gift. We've had people buying them as retirement gifts for people, or a big birthday or a big anniversary for people. We have a lot of repeat customers. A very, very high percentage of our customers travel with us more than once. So you'll probably know somebody who goes, oh, yeah, we go on a Travel Department every year holiday. So it's a nice thing to do if you know they're going anyway, and it just might help them get that little bit more special of a holiday if it's something big that they're planning.
And are there any tours in particular that tend to fill up quickly? Anything that you need to be quick on your feet to book?
Honestly, if you have a very specific date and tour in mind, a very high percentage of our tours get sold within January. January is a big booking month. I think everybody gets together at Christmas and New Year's and decides, right, that's it. We're all going to go do something this year. And so January for every travel company, not just us.
And in terms of availability, is the website updated?
Absolutely, 100% up to date. Yep. So you can see the availability that we have there. And we do have, I mean, we have a lot, like I said, we actually have nearly more than 2,000 departures between all of our tours and all of our everything a year. So there's plenty of opportunity.
And finally, Claire, in terms of bucket list, you have the drop on most of us, I think, in terms of ticking off those items. But what's at the top of yours at the moment?
The Galapagos is on the top of mine. It was already very high up, but then when we did the research for our own tour, I got more and more into it and thought, yes, that is the next big one on my list. I'm fortunate enough to have knocked a lot off my bucket list through work, being sent to lovely places. So.
And on the more city break type end of things, what is there anywhere in particular that you'd fancy a weekend away?
I would love to go back to Venice. I've only ever been to Venice on a day trip.
Thanks to Claire for that taste of what's new in the 2024 Travel Department catalogue, which you can order on the Travel Department website. That's traveldepartment.com. Stay safe and happy travels.
An will phone poca nuawet, an will canapi no fum nis orjawet, nis eiscale husod, faker na phone iantach ata gwyn, ancho, eg daro. An vone clishta is daini, gadi gohan la hai glina agus taskina, ta rod egan go gachtana. Tanismo Olis, egg, daro.com.